Life improves when you anchor your intention with this next section. In deepest gratitude, I accept and use my power to. Now, I've updated this section to begin with in deepest gratitude to incorporate that yummy energy of gratitude right here when you're getting clarity on how you want to use your power and set your intention to use it. Write what you want to use your power for. And when you write in what you're accepting and using your power for, feel the emotions. Immerse yourself in what that feels like to be, do, or have what you want to experience. Your clarity of thought sends out to the universe what you wish to experience. Remember those thoughts or sparks of energy. And your feelings, you're feeling that energy get stronger. You're sending it out, your emotions, and they magnetize to you what you wish to experience. Another exciting aspect of this section, when you write about what you want to use your power to do, you'll feel in your body whether you're fully on board with believing what you want is possible or not. You'll be able to feel if you've got hidden beliefs, if you are in agreement with being good enough, worthy, deserving. You'll know that some belief inside of you is out of whack because you'll feel resistance in your body when you write. And this is a red flag to step back and observe this energy. What is it? Give it a name. Ask, why am I feeling this? And follow the breadcrumbs to the why. You may discover an experience when you were a child that left you feeling not good enough. And please, if you take nothing else from this workshop, know that no matter what it is that brings your heart joy, you are good enough. What you want is already yours at a higher plane of existence. It's in your field of potentiality. Florence called it the realm of perfect ideas. If it weren't in your field, if it wasn't already yours, you wouldn't have that true desire to experience it. That thought wouldn't even be in your head. The truth is, the desires of your heart come from your superconscious at that plane where what you want is already yours. In full transparency, when I first started writing in this segment, there were moments that I had no idea how I wanted to use my power. So I'd get to this section in my brain would go blank. And if this happens to you, don't worry. Remind yourself that it's safe for you to use your power. It's safe for you to want something different or better. And if you're physically not safe, please take the steps to be safe.